Okay, so a few points I want to cover. So, just before, because the next thing basically we're going to move on to, I'd like to move on to Baba Metzia. That's where this sugya is about, and she'll drive it a little more. But, I think maybe next week I'd like to do some Hanukkah stuff. So today I'm going to try to pack in some final points in this Gemara. So, I mean, if you see the Gemara, we're at the top of Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. The theory of the Gemara here on Inchil Darver goes down all the way to the two dots, almost at the bottom of the Amud. So I want to pick selected points in this thing. Okay, I mean, a lot of it's the Cheshbon. I mean, you go through the Cheshbon on your own. But just some points. So one point is, so it says, the whole way is, the question is, how do you learn Inchil Darver? So it says, maybe you say Yeshil Darver because you have an exception. So you should learn now from the exceptions. So it says, no, you have two exceptions. And once you have two exceptions, you have no right to learn. So it says, that's good, but it's a machloka. Some people say that if you have two exceptions, you could learn. Some people say, you could be melamed. In which case, they really should say, according to the normal rules of limudim. So Mura says, no, you don't, because it says, Goli Rachmanu Mishkut Echotz. It's like 10 lines down from the top of the page. It says, Goli Rachmanu Mishkut Echotz. Dom Yechoshev Lo Ish Hahu. Dam shafach. So blood should be considered for this person. I think it means like he's chayim misa, or is dam shafach because he spilled the blood. It's like if you shaft the carbon outside of its gavol. So it says ilo ish hahu. So it says hu velo shlucho. So it's describing the iser. It says for that guy because he spilled the blood, implying hu velo shlucho. Okay, uvlo shlucha, and then it learns out. So that's by shkut echutz kol Torah kula. So you learn out from shkut echutz. Okay, fine, and then it just so it's a limud. Basically, from that limud, it goes to kol Torah kula. Okay, from the limud of hahu, the ish hahu. Okay, dam yichotz v'lo ish hahu dam shafach. Okay, maybe. So basically, the question is, what's the idea of the limud? I mean, could we just get like at least a concept of what's the idea in the thing? Yeah. So the full pasuk is to middle part is Ishish Mnei Beis Yisrael Asher Yishcha Shor Oseh Kesef Beis Ba Machane or Asher Yishcha Michutz La Machane. So Shachtir Al Pesach Olmoid Lo Heviyo, but he doesn't bring it to the Olmoid. Lahakriv Korban La Hashem Lefnei Mishkan Hashem. Dom Yechoshev Lashehu Dom Shafach Benichras Ha Ish Hahu. So there's an emphasis on who. The Gemara refers to another limit, who. It says, that guy, Dami Choshev, this person, like Rashi said, Rashi on the Parsha says, Dami Choshev, Keshofech Dam Adam, Shemeshchai Ben Afshel. It's like he killed. It's funny altogether. I mean, but he's Chai Misa. For that person, okay, Isha Hu, it's an emphasis on Isha Hu, on that guy. What does it mean, that guy? Not the Shliach. It makes a Shliach. You're not Chai for doing it through a Shliach, only Chai for doing it through yourself. Because Dami Choshev, Dam Shafach, because he spilled the blood. Right. And so I'm thinking like Daniel says that it sounds like there's an emphasis on the Maisa Avera, you know? It's like that you're getting onshim in the Torah for involving yourself in the Avera. Whereas Dam Ish Hahu Dam Shafach. That guy, he spilled the blood Be'isar. So it's true there may be effects in Averos and it's true Shchut Echotz or whatever, but the Torah, the way the Torah describes it, it's an emphasis on like the Oseh HaMaisa. And the thing is that when it comes to Avera, the Torah seems to be the Torah underscoring in this Avera, and learn that from all other ones, is it underscores the involvement in the Avera itself. And it says Shlichus is like a step removed from the Avera. But in general, when the Torah has an idea of Avera, it's learning out from here that the Torah's Avera is always the Ish Hahu, the Oseh HaMaisa, is the emphasis in Averas. You know what I mean? It could be related to the idea of Devar Devar Tam, but it's like, because it's the person, Torah saying, these are bad things, don't do these things. And once it's like already a step removed, then you look, the Shliach should listen to Hashem. Hashem says, these are bad things. The involvement in the Maisa Avera itself is the crime, and that's what you're punished for. You know, and it's a limud. I mean, you could have argued otherwise. There's a limud that Torah formulates Maisa Avera. It's the Onesh and the Isser is on the Ishahu, is on the Osei Maisa itself. Okay, so now I'm going to jump a little bit. Okay, so that's just the basics. Now I'm going to jump to the Hadatani. Okay, so now it's going to ask. You have a principle of Enshel Dvar Ve'era, but there's a problem. Last word in the line is Vaha. It's about half the way down, 2/5. The Hadatani Ha'omer L'Shlucho Se Harog Es HaNefesh So if you have a, if you hire a hitman, you say to your friend, to your shliach, go and kill this person for me. Hu chayav v'sholchav pater. So the killer is chayav and the sender is pater, right? Because angel avera, right? Notice the killer is the killer, he's chayav, and the shliach is pater. The sholeach is pater, the sender is pater. Shamay hazaken omer mishum chagai hanavi. Okay, he's got a good authority here. Sholchav chayav. No, the sender is chayav. Right? The sender is chayav. Shenemar, oso haragta b'cherev b'nei Amon. Okay, so this is talking, this is in Tochacha to David HaMelech for Uriah, right? That's what it was? For sending, that was the husband of Bathsheba. Yeah, Zoria. So, saying is, and he's rebuking him, he's saying is, you killed him with the Cherub Bnei Amon. Because basically David had him sent out to war and to the front of the battle lines, you know, and then he got killed. But he himself didn't send him, the general. He told the general to send him. And he goes, Yoav, I think. I'm not sure, but he told the general to send him. So, but it says, when he rebukes, and the Navi rebukes David, it says, you killed him with the Cherub Bnei Amon. What do you mean, you killed him? You didn't kill him. He just said there was a shliach. He was a mishalayach. So elamai, then you see that you say yeshliach of the barvera. Yeah, but it's a funny kind of limit altogether. They're showing talk about how you're learning from here because it's Bnei Amon who killed him. It's not Yoav who killed him either. It's not. Well, let's leave it alone, okay? But so he's saying is so he learns after. It's not a strict limit. They say it's not a strict limit because that's what Gemara is. My time in the Shamay Azakayan. What's his limit? Why? What's his reasoning? So because they ask, why not just say? What do you mean? He quoted a pasuk. That's his reason. But they say, but no, you can't learn from that pasuk because you're killing that pasuk. It's talking metaphorically, so whatever, you know. So it says, so k'savish nevivon ka'achad malamdim. Go lo darish. Fine. So basically, he learns that you could learn out yeshel dvarvera. So saying at this point, they were saying shamei zaken really holds yeshel dvarvera. He learned from those two psukim. He learns this thing hahu for something else and whatever. Okay. So that's what I mentioned to you earlier that shamei. It's possible that shamei holds yeshel dvarvera. Okay, this is the, but I don't want to go into this part. In other words, if Ibai Seim al Olam Darish, really, even Beshamai agrees, ain't Shech Dvar Vera. Right? Ah, you my Chayav, but what do you mean? Shamai says that the guy who orders the hit is Chayav. What do you mean? But ain't Shech Dvar Vera? It says, no, Chayav B'din Shamayim. No, when Shamai is saying that the guy who orders the hit, let's call him the mafia boss, right? He's the mafia boss and then there's the hitman. So the mafia boss, he says the mafia boss is Chayav. He meant he's chayiv dini shamayim. He didn't mean to say that he's actually chayiv misa for killing. He's just chayiv b'dini shamayim, right? So Moses says mechal the Tanakama sar fil dini shamayim nami potter because the Tanakama says no that the mafia boss is potter. So if you're going to tell me it's talking about b'dei adam, I understand mechal is b'dei adam are you chayiv or you potter. But if you're telling me it's talking b'dei shamayim and you're telling me shamayim saying you're chayiv b'dei shamayim, mafia boss chayiv shamayim, then what? Tanakama holds the mafia boss is potter b'dei shamayim. That he's an innocent guy. The mafia boss he's ordering the head. Everyone's going to agree b'dei shamayim. The guy's doing a big avera, right? So it's a question. How could you say this thing is talking about b'dei shamayim? If then once there's no one to argue, so he wants to know eladina rabba v'dina zuta yikavinayu. The difference is a big din or a small din? B'dei Shemayim. Rashi. It says, Dinah din zuta yivnayu, l'shamay mechayev b'dina rabba, be'onesh gadol. According to Shamay, you're chayev a big onesh. For hiring the mafia boss is chayev a big onesh. For the Tanakama, loma onesh kulahay. But according to Tanakama, it's not such a big chayev, not such a big punishment, kehoreg atma, like the killer himself, ela ke goreim. So he's just chayev like a goreim. So the machlokas is b'dinei shadin adam ain't shel darveir and the mafia boss is off the hook. He didn't do anything. It's the other guy. It's the hitman who did it. But b'dinei shamayim, do you say that the mafia boss is like a killer, or do you say that the mafia boss is just like a goreim? He's a cause. What did he do? He just caused it to happen. So Shamay proves from the pasuk. Osa haragta b'cherev b'nei Amon. You, David, killed him. What do you mean, you, David, killed him? You didn't kill him. No, but in B'nei Shemayim, it's considered like you actually killed him. It doesn't say you caused his death. It says you killed him. So it says that's machlokes. B'nei Shemayim, are you chayev like a cause, or are you chayev like a killer? Okay, that's the question. That's the machlokes between Shemayim and Tanakama. Averas. That's not a question. By the way, we say pshat. What about in other averos? Like, this is a question about by killing, right? So what about by other veils in terms of the Nishmaim? What would you say? Or is this a universal question, or is this, I mean, is this specifically by killing? Yeah. Okay, so Johnny suggests that the question is when you talk about, like, killing, what is the real evil of killing, Dine Shemayim, right? I guess philosophically, what's the, because killing, I mean, we'll say, I'll read some Rambam, but killing is a very bad sin. Terrible. Okay, it's, I mean, the psukim, I mean, it says, like, you should never take ransom for killers. I mean, killers is, clearly, we're very against killing in the Torah. Okay, I mean, any society is very against killing, but, I mean, it makes sense.
Apparently, it's a real problem.
Yeah, it's a real problem. So the question is, what's the essential evil in killing? Is the essential onesh for killing? Is it essentially for that a human being could do that? It's like that you, like in cold blood, you're willing to kill another person. The fact that you're involved in the activity of taking another person's life, or is it not really that, but it's the effect of killing? That we have a society. A society is comprised of people, and you are the cause of the person's non-existence. So it's not so much the action of murder, but it's the fact that it's like the disregard for human life that's reflected by your killing a guy. So if you say it's the action of killing, then the hitman, the mafia boss, is not doing that. It's the guy who's the hitman who's pulling the trigger. He's the one who's really killing him. But if you say that it's because disregard for human life, then you have to say the mafia bosses partakes of that equally to the... I mean, I don't think it means the exclusion. I mean, the hitman also. But they're both partaking of it because they're both involved. And so far, they're both causes of this guy's life. And certainly the mafia boss is a very little regard for human life. And he's on the contrary. He's ordering the hit. So you could argue he's even more so because the hitman is just following orders or whatever. I mean, they're both, you know. But that's the thing. B'dei Shamayim... Is the real onus de shemayim for the involvement in the thing itself, or is it for the effect? We're bringing out the effect, right? So it's saying he's proving on pasuk from of a oso ragdav chervin amon. You David killed him, or yeah, I wouldn't. You killed him. You didn't kill him. He says no, but you basically ordered the thing, and you're responsible for that. You're responsible like you killed him. That's like killing. Now, I'll show you Rambams. There's some interesting Rambams. I think that I was thinking the same thing about that, but. That Rambam's bear it out. It seems the Rambam holds like Shammai Zaken. Okay? Sorry, this isn't Beis Shammai, by the way. It's Shammai Zaken means the head of the house. Pretty sure that's what it is. It's Shammai, Beis Shammai. So this is Shammai himself. This is Shammai himself. This is Shammai. Shammai Zaken is, you know, Shammai Beis Shammai is the Midim of Shammai, who, like, I guess, followed in his Darach or whatever. Beis Hillel. So. Yeah, okay, so the Rambam says like this. He's talking about a kol, this is in Rosh Shos Nefesh, Perek Beis. So I'll read a few halachas. He says, halacha alav, kol ahorik chaveru biyado, if you kill someone with your hand, kegon sheiko besayif, or be'evan hamisa, with a sword, or a rock, or shechonko, you chemeis, or you strangle him, or sarvayisha, you burn him. Hol v'hargo mikol makom, hu ba'atzma, harizan erik bezdan. Since you kill him yourself, so you're killed in bezdan. Kechai misa. But if you hire a hitman, or you send your servants, you tie him up and put him in front of a lion, and the lion kills him, or you kill yourself, right? Suicide. Each of these is a spiller of blood. Avon hariga biyado. And the sin of killing, of hariga, of murder, is in your hands. V'chay misa b'dei shemayim. L'v'v misa l'shemayim. V'ein ba'a misa's bazdan. Right, so that's like Shammai. Right, that he's saying is that the avon hariga, you have the avon hariga, for even though in terms of din adam, you don't have a misa hariga, and you need a misa hariga to be chayiv in a bazdan, it's a certain type of an action. But the avon hariga is simply that you're responsible for the loss of life. And that's the avera. And it means in terms of your din, Lashamayim. That's why even the guy who committed suicide, I mean, Bezdin's not going to touch him, but in a bit, Klape Shemaya, he's caused. It's funny, why don't you say Klape Shemaya? It's Pasha, Klape Shemaya. Even according to the other side, you'd say killing yourself, you're doing that's a Maisa Ariga. Think. It's not just causing, I mean, that's a Maisa. But these other things, you say, you see that he's saying is. And then he goes to Pasik, Shemim, Nayin, Sigun, he's a Shofech Damim. That's what it seems like. The idea is you're Shofech Damim. You're spilling. That's. That's it, you're spilling blood. It's not a maisa, an involvement per se. See, normally, that's why I think it might be related. See, normal averas, that's what I would think. It's like, you see, a ishahu is, I mean, I don't think it's, you could say it's just a din adam, but you could say in general averas, it's not that way. In general averas, it's your involvement in breaking the system. There's a certain involvement of a chote. You're doing an avera and you're a chote. You know, but in killing, it's like because of the value of human life, it's the action is transcended by the removal of human life. And even though you're not a normal avera, you're just a gorem. Even b'day shemayim, you're a gorem. Now, a gorem is also bad, but you're a gorem. It's involved in bringing about the avera in a secondary fashion. So b'day shemayim, you cause like a guy to do shchit echatz. So it's bad. It's wrong, but you're still a gorem. You're not involved in the avera in the same way. But saying is that, and that's the question, but saying is when it comes to killing, it's because of the overwhelming value of human existence. It's like even without the involvement in the avera, is the essence of the killing and the real harm and the onus of killing is for the cause of the loss of the human life. You know, he learns it from Pasuk. So he learns that. Each part of the Pasuk is teaching a different thing. But he says, Dinan is Masa Lashmayim. Okay, and then he says, yeah, and then he talks about Bezin should really could torture these guys who get away with it, and it's like, they really got to stop this thing. I mean, it's a terrible thing in this society. He goes on to talk about it, it's a terrible thing. You look for the fuel office in Rowe, so it's a terrible thing. And then here in Perek Dalet, he comes back again, he talks about it. Because the halacha is, if a guy kills, and without Edim, so, you know, he gets away with that without Asra, so you can't kill him in a Bezdin. Yeah. Okay, so there's so the Ram says about Kippa, so the halacha is if your guy basically is a killer, but you can't nail him because he doesn't do it's not Edim, no Asra, so you put him in the Kippa and you kill him. You know about Kippa? Yeah, you basically starve him out and then basically give him barley and his barley blows up and he expands and kills himself. It's an interesting institution. But whatever it is, he says, you don't do this to anyone else. Any other neschayv misa, ella im neschayv misa, I'm a misa also. The main neschayv misa, both are also. In general, the guy is neschayv misa. You kill him. If he's not, if there's technicality, he's off. Then he's off. He says, she'aval pi she'yesh avonos. Now listen to this. She'aval pi she'yesh avonos chamurin mishvichas damim. Even though there are other sins which are worse that are chamurim from killing, right? Killing isn't the worst thing. Ein bohem hashchosas yishuvo shel olam kishvichas damim. They don't have the destruction of like society, like killing. Afilu avodah zara ve'ein tzarich lomar arayos ochil shabbos ein kishvichas damim. Even avodah zara or arayos ochil shabbos is not like kishvichas damim. She'elo avonos hein avos me'ver shavein adam chaver kadosh baruch hu. There ben alam akum al shvichas damim me'ver shavein alvein chavera. So it's worse in this regard. He says, and anyone who has this sin of killing, Hari Rasha Gamor. Any mitzvah you've done all your life is not equal to this sin. It's not going to save him from this. Adam Ashok Bidam Nefesh Vigomer. Tseulamad me Achav. Learn from Achav. Oved of Zara. He was an Oved Zara. Shanemar Bo Rak Lohaya Ka Achav. Okay, so he was the worst, he was Oved Zara. That was Oved Zara. Because when God weighed, when they set up, ordered his chuyos and his sins in front of God, there was no sin that warranted his destruction. The one crime that he was really prosecuted for was the Dmei Navos, for killing. Tifta v'gam tuchal. V'arehu Rasha. V'huahu Rasha lo harog biyado. And he didn't even kill him with his hand. Ela sivev. He just was a cause. Kal v'chomer lo harog biyado. Certainly someone who kills with his hand. So he's saying is that this is the worst. So it's funny. It sounds like contradiction. Because the first Ram says that there are other sins which are worse than killing. But then he says, but killing is the worst thing. And this is the biggest thing, and the biggest punishment is for killing. What does he mean? Is this the worst, or are the other things worse? I mean, even though there's sins which are chamuros, there's nothing as bad as killing, and killing is you're really punished for, and this is your Rasha, and nothing else will save you, and this is what Achav was punished for. So in what sense are these other things worse? What does that even mean?
Right. Good. So the Neil's saying is, I think it's based on what we were talking about before, and what Johnny was mentioning, is that there's two frameworks of a chet.
is the framework of the involvement of the person in the Avera and the harm to his soul that he's following his instincts or his taivos, you know. And it's saying is, in that framework, there are Averas which are worse than killing. Like maybe perhaps a Dezara, you'd argue, is worse. You know, it's like a total submission to a false idea of God, right? I mean, there's other things that are worse. But it says, but then there's the framework, but that's not the primary framework of the Vritzicha. The primary framework of Vritzicha is the harm to society and the effect of destroying human life. And it says that the onesh, the worst onesh is for that, is that it is God, apparently God, in the Din Shamayim, the onesh isn't just for the natural state of your soul, but there's for a killer, for someone who destroys Yeshua Shalom, and he kills other people, or even brings about the death. That's why he says, even if he brings it about, which is in line with what we're talking about, is because in terms of your soul, involved doing itself is really what harms you. But this framework, it's the idea of the effect on the effect of killing. And the apparently thing is the greatest onesh is for that effect. And worse than an onesh which can happen for, there's nothing will save you from that. Basically, God is going to wipe you out for that. That's also, first of all, in terms of, it makes sense, in terms of kippah, so kippah is basically we wipe out a guy we can't handle. Society can't handle this guy. So even though technically he got around the loopholes and he's not chayav mitzvah bezdin, so that you understand is that guy you gotta get rid of. Bezdin has to bring about his death. I mean, it's halacha moshe sinai kippah, but whatever. They have to bring about his death. You can't have that guy. That makes sense. But the Rambam's talking about even worse. It's talking about like even God when he punishes him. He says, God's chivo klia was because of that. That he was killed. I'm not sure if chivo klia means I'm not sure what the case was. It means he was killed in real life or he's killed in Olam Haba. I'm not sure what he's talking about in Olam Haba. But I mean, he's saying there's a framework of onesh which it goes by the effect that you've brought about in the world. And not just the state of your soul, but if a person is a killer and he destroys the world, it says there is a framework. It's not saying it's the only framework, and there's another framework of the intrinsic state of your soul. But the Rambam is playing up this framework. This is the framework which comes from Kippah. Well, he's saying he's saying your Rosh Hagamor, no mitzvahs which you do are a shakal can I get this one. Right. Nothing will save you. Maybe not. Maybe Avodah Zarah. I mean, I don't know. But I mean, Avodah Zarah, perhaps something would save you. Because it's a different type of a thing. I mean, I guess you think is that if it's a matter of the effect on your soul, so there's like, there are weights and balances. So, I mean, there are Avonos and there's Chuyos, and there's a person could be saved by, it's true, he could be slipped one time, he's Avodah Zarah, and it's terrible, and it harms his soul greatly, but he could have other things. I mean, there's, he could have says Chusim. But it says that in terms of killing, it says that is a lapse which you've basically destroyed society. I mean, and that there's no forgiving for that. Apparently, it's saying is that you can't outweigh that. So you harm your soul. It's a matter of there's a balance of what your soul is, and there's many factors. But say this is a destroying. You can't take that back. That's just a circumstance, right? You don't take a ransom for a killer because it means that's it. A killer is a killer, and you got to kill him. And that's there's no excuses. I mean, he's playing up certain aspects. I mean, the Rami is bringing out certain aspects of the din on the Ratzicha. I mean, he's not saying, again, there are other factors. That's why he says there are chamuros. There are other factors and there are other frameworks. But in this, there's the one framework is that there's no, that is a Rosh HaGamor, and there's nothing, there's no way to save him. Nothing's going to save him. Nothing's going to weigh out against it. He killed the Zayshiv Machov. That the ultimate din, it sounds like he's saying, is the ultimate din of, is the final din, is basically for a guy who does this. This is like an unforgivable, outweighs everything type of a din. I'm not saying there's no right. I'm saying the framework of the state of your soul is something which is no, you don't have to cancel out. There's the one reality of what is the state of your soul. Doing a very, doing mitzvah, whatever. There's an overall picture. So it's not uncompatible. You could have it. There's a balance. And what is your relationship to God? And what is the state of your soul? But in Avera, of killing, it's an effect. You can't undo the effect. You can't say, well, I'll save some lives, now I've undone the effect. The fact is, the effect doesn't lend itself to being undone. But state of your soul is, yeah, you could have a kiruv makom. It's not an effect, it's just the reality of what is your soul. So there are other factors, and it can be undone. But here, the effect, the guy's dead, and there's nothing you can do. Now, you could do good things, and you could save lives and all that, but the thing is, but the gravity of the chait, of killing someone, is such that in the God's den, He doesn't remove it because of you're doing good things. It doesn't work that way. You could have imagined, like Daniel said, if you're mean to somebody, it has a bad effect also. But apparently that bad effect you could outweigh. But this is the framework of effect lends itself to just saying, God saying that there's no forgiving. And when it's the worst thing in that framework, God says his din is such that there's no nothing else is going to save you. Right, but you wouldn't know on your own. That's a framework which God has to, that's the dynamics to determine the rules of that framework. But the state of your soul is naturally a balance. It's naturally is what degree of rikiru rikhul kamakum do you have? What degree are you living in reality and not living in reality? It's not the, in doing an avodah zarah, it's not the maisa avodah zarah. It's the primary onash of that is the state of your soul, which is, which results and the way your soul is affected by doing it. Now, that could be counteracted by raising the state of your soul through a mitzvah of tzedakah or tshuva or whatever, So, different facets. I mean, I'm sure you could really go into these realms more. I mean, there's a lot here. It's talking a lot. But, I just bring it out because I think it fits in well with the idea we set out as two frameworks, is that in killing, it's not just the state of your soul, but it's the idea of the effect. And that's what he's saying, Chamuros Meilu, he's talking about in terms of the state of your soul. But the essence, the worst, the real onus for killing is not for the state of your soul, but it's for the effect which you're bringing about. And that, yeah, there's onus for that.
Okay,
so now the next point is like this. And this is, I mentioned this at the very beginning when we started this, but it says, a little further down, it says, Amar Rava. Intim Solo Marsavar, it's like a second class skinny line. Intim Solo Marsavar Shama Shnek Zaman Kachad Melamdim. Even if you want to say that Beishamai holds, that Shamai holds Yesh Le'achal Dvar Aveira, even if you want to say he holds Yesh Le'achal Dvar Aveira, he says Modeh Be'omer L'Shluchot Tsei Bo'olos Ha'erva. If he tells his Shliach to go have Bia with an Erva for him, okay, V'acholos HaChelev, or eat Chelev for me, Shehu Chayev V'Sholchav Pater, that the Shliach is Chayev, the one who slept with the woman or the one who ate the treif. The chaylev is chayev, and the sender is pater. Shalom atzinim cholator kula, zeh nenev zeh maschayev. Even though, really, you would say yeshel dvar veira, and yeshel dvar would tell you that the sender is chayev, but it doesn't work that way, because we don't find in the whole Torah that someone one guy has hana, and the other guy is chayev. Okay, we don't find that in the whole Torah. That you don't have. Okay, so the question we had raised at the time is that our theory of about shlichos altogether is shlichos is where you have an action which is a maisa, where it's an effect, not where it's an action, right? Like that was what we said, and it was based on Tosfos Red said it basically that when you have like a mitzvah shavigufo where the Torah wants you to do an action of sitting in the sukkah, so you can't get a shliach to do it. You didn't sit in the sukkah, you didn't do that action. But either it's a mitzvah bringing out an effect of get her divorced or set apart your truma, so it's not an action per se, it's an effect, so then you can say shlichus. So similarly, you should say, when it comes to avera, is that when it's an avera, which is an effect, bringing out an effect, perhaps killing, perhaps nezak, shlichus yad, tzvicha mechira, then you could argue that he keeps a shliach. But when it's an avera, which is an action, seemingly meeting treif or having bia, so then it would seem to be altogether it's not shayach to say shlichos, right? So what does Rav have to come and tell you, because that we don't say shlichos here because you don't find anyone in Torah zenen of zemeschayev because he's getting hanah because the shlichos is getting hanah, just be altogether this is not the whole framework of shlichos, so shlichos shouldn't apply here naturally. Right, that was a question we had. That's exactly his point.
Right.
You're right. So that's what I was thinking like that, what Johnny's saying, is that no, this is true. No, the premise is true that we had, is that when it comes to an Avera, which is a Maisa, or a Mitzvah, which is a Maisa, per se, there's no room for Shlichos. And the only time there's room for Shlichos is by effect. But in every Avera, or any Mitzvah, it's not so simple to determine whether the thing is an effect or a Maisa. It's just not clear-cut. These things are not clear-cut. So you could argue most averos are an effect, bringing out effects. And almost every bit, and the effects could be wide range of effects. I'm just saying it's not simple to determine whether something is a mice or an effect. But what Rava is saying is that these definitely, it's like, don't think Beisham, I hold everything. You always say Yesh El Dor Aveira, because these definitely not. Because these are definitely, which means is that you can't say an Aveira, an action, an Aveira which is to involve yourself in a certain type of a Hana'ah, you can't say that's an effect. Whereas the nature of these activities are instinctual activities, these are definitely the Maisa, the involvement per se, and not the effect. Now, maybe there are others. It could be there are others, and it could be by every institution you'd have to look into it, and the Gemara could be would go through it. I mean, it's Shammai, so we don't hold like him. We hold Angel Darvair, and the Gemara doesn't go into it. But Rava is just saying is, when we don't think that when Shammai is saying Yeshil Darvair, he's saying it's a universal cross-the-board thing. It has exceptions whenever it's a Maisa Vera, and clearly, I'll tell you a clear example of exception is where there's a Hana. By an actual Hana, definitely, that's a Maisa Vera. It's the action itself which the Torah is answering, the experience, the pleasure, the pleasurable activity the Torah is answering, and that's definitely doesn't lend itself to shleimus. You know what I mean? You can't say that that's an idea of bringing about an effect. And you can have one guy's going to be sitting there having the pleasure and say, well, it's the other guy's effect. That's not the nature of Hana'ah. Hana'ah is the person himself. That's like the action itself. It's not an effect. I mean, it's funny, this is Lomasu Kultar Kula. I'm not sure exactly what his whole range of. Yeah, this is what we're talking about here. So it's a funny thing altogether. Now, Tosis raises an interesting question. The question is let's say in Mi'ilah. So Mi'ilah, let's say I tell my Shliach let's say there's like a fur or an oil of a Hekdesh. So I tell my Shliach to dip his hand into the oil and get Hana'ah from that, you know? So in other words, I'm really telling him to do a Maisa Hana'ah. Right? So in general, Mi'ilah has shlichas. We hold Mi'ilah has shlichas. You say, Yishel Dor Aveira Mi'ilah. Remember, that was an exception. So let's say I tell my shliach to dip his hand into the oil. So do you say, look, Yishel Dor Aveira. So Yishel Dor Aveira by Mi'ilah, and therefore yes. We say, no, Lo Motzim Kol Torah Kula Zen Ezem Eschayev. Since he's getting Hana, he's the one who's Chayev. Right? Follow? Right. The Riyah is Mesopak. It's in this Tosa Shlom Motzinu. Yeah, there is Masuk. He doesn't answer it. He's not sure.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, so Daniel's saying the side, which is so far the side which is good, is that say that that you wouldn't say, that you'd say Yeshel Dor Aveira there. Because we're saying now is, which institutions does the Torah recognize Shlichus by? It only recognizes Shlichus by institutions which are effect-oriented institutions, not by action, which is not by Hana'ah act. Hana'ah Averos, because those are definitely action ones. Now, the Mi'ilah is an effect-oriented one, and therefore the Torah recognizes Shlichus by that. So therefore, you'd say Yesh El Avera by that. But the Gemara is not saying, according to the way we're learning now, that if there's Hana'ah, there can't be Shlichus. He's just saying it's by an institution of Hana'ah, namely Bia or Achila, that's clearly an institution of Maisa, and therefore doesn't lend itself to Shlichus. But Mi'ilah is clearly an institution which is an effect. Now, you happen to create a case where it's going to be Hana'ah, but that's just the case you created. That's not an institution to recognize the Shlichus by Mi'ilah. So what's his other side? Right. That's saying like John is suggesting that. That is saying is that when you see the mechanism, the way Shlichus works is that you have one person, I do an action, and since I'm doing it on your behest, so it's Ola for you. It's attributable to you. So I'm doing it, but it's attributable to you. And that's by effect, so you can do that, right? But saying is, but when you have an action which engages the person in the pleasure, so that key's hold can't be attributed. That's what he's in doubt about, is that you could say, Zenem Zem Eschayev, is the primary idea is what we talked about, is the institution is one of Hana. But he's wondering, does the mechanism of attribution, is that possible by an action which engages the person intrinsically, like as an individual in the action? He says, when you do a Maisa Hana, so that is my action, and he goes, that can't be attributed. Even though categorically it's Mi'ilah, and this should be Shlichus here, because the Mi'ilah has it. But he says perhaps you could deduce as a secondary idea of Zenev Zem Eschayev. Perhaps it includes the idea that an action of Hana'ah doesn't lend itself to attribution. When the action is just an effect, an action of an effect, so I'm bringing out this effect for you. So therefore you'll say, it's like it's your action, because the whole essence of the thing is an effect. And when I'm doing it and I'm bringing out the effect, it's not really on my behalf. I don't even care about the effect. It's nothing to do with me. I'm purely like a chafza. I'm purely like a yad. I'm not even involved. It's not my action. It's your action. It's not me. I'm just a vehicle. But when the idea is like in shliach, the shliach is like not even a gavra. He's just like, the yad of the other guy. I mean, that's like, that's the way attribution works, is that I'm simply that guy's vehicle. But when I have hana'ah, I'm doing a ma'isa hana'ah, so that engages myself intrinsically. You can't say I'm just like a vehicle. I'm a gavra now. So I'm involved in the action as a gavra, because the pleasure engages the personality. And there, then, when you have that type of an action, he says you can't say that that now it's his action. No, it's your action. You're doing ma'isa hana'ah. You're primarily involved in the thing. And the action, you can't. The idea is that a shliach means where you're not a gavra. It means that because I'm doing the action. He's not doing the action. I'm doing the action. But the answer is no. I'm not a gavra here. I've subordinated myself to you, and I'm simply an agent. So I'm like you're a robot. And that's the idea. So I'm not acting on. I've been mevatel myself. I'm not acting for myself. I'm acting. It's you. You see, I'm like your extended hand. But when you have an action which is a hana'ah, you can't say I'm not involved. You are involved. You're not just his hand. You're who's getting the pleasure. You or him. You. So it's your action. You could say it by an action which doesn't have hana'ah. It's purely just a mechanical thing, bringing about an effect. To say I have no interest in the effect. I'm simply not involved in the thing. I'm just a vehicle. I might as well be a robot. But you can't say that if the person, or that's his question. The argument is that if the person is in zenana, that's what saying. You can't say I'm the one having ana and it's your ma'isavera. That's what I mean. I'm having ana. I'm engaged. It's my action, and I'm enjoying it. And then you're gonna be chayev, or it's your action. It's not your action. It's my action. By an action, when the person is involved, by an action which is purely an effect, you could attribute it. You could the attribution is possible. But it says, but when it comes to an action which involves the person. I mean, it's a theory. I mean, you could argue. I mean, this is what he's specific about. There's a qualitative argument there. Is that that's his question? Is do you say? I mean, definitely, if the institution is one of hana'ah, so definitely the Torah doesn't recognize attribution there, because that's the idea is it's your action. But the question: what about if the institution categorically is one, but now you've done a ma'isa hava'ah, which has hana'ah? Is that a ma'akev of a particular instance of shlichus, or is it just ma'akev the Torah applying shlichus to that category? But if the shlichus is there, it's not going to be ma'akev the gavra of the shliach.
Why would you?
You know, I mean, to go further. What exactly was the suffix? Like, is there two sides here? I mean, I'm just kind of throwing out an argument to say why you wouldn't say, you know, but like, what's the suffix of that? Well, that's a question how shlichus works or something like that. I don't know. What exactly is the suffix? I'm just saying, I don't think it's a contradiction to what we've been saying, though. I think still, there's two separate things. And Zenas and Eschayev is talking about categorically, but the Re is, I don't think he's saying that's what Zenas and Eschayev means. He said, the Re is just saying is that it doesn't apply to those institutions for sure, because those are Meisim. But what about the underlying logic of Zenas and Eschayev? Perhaps you could apply it even to an institution where there is a Hana, where in general, where it is an effect. That's his doubt is. Okay, so you can think about it. I just wanted to, you know, I don't want to leave it that hanging, but. Okay, so this is, so I think this will conclude this part of the sugya. Now the next thing, next week hopefully we do Hanukkah, but the next thing in Shilat Ravero is the Gemara and Bab Metzia. I think it's Yerom Ves. It really gets into some more things about Shilat Ravero.